This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's been kind of buried by the news deluge of the past couple of weeks, but the Business Journalist Code of Conduct requires me to mention that the trade war is still a thing. There is steel and aluminum with Canada and most of the rest of the world. There's Europe on a bunch of items, and then there's China, where the White House has to date published three separate but cumulative lists of Chinese imports subject to tariffs, most of which stand at 10% right now, possibly going up to 25% come January the 1st. Companies are trying to figure out whether they can pass those costs onto their consumers, whether they got to eat it, or whether maybe they can figure out something else. Because there are options, if you know who to ask. Ashley Miltite reports.
Thank you for calling Mohawk Global.
The phones have been busy for months at this office in Syracuse, New York. Robert Stein is a consultant with Mohawk Global Trade Advisors.
We've seen a flurry of phone calls, emails, people reaching out to us, really in many cases in panic, trying to figure out what they can do to mitigate the effects of these new tariffs.
He says that interest has translated into 20% more business, and he's considering adding more staff. He's not the only one seeing an uptick.
Those questions just keep escalating.
Amy Magnus is with customs brokerage A.N. Daringer, headquartered in Vermont. She says companies from famous names to startups are scrambling to find answers to questions about their goods, such as...
Could it possibly be engineered differently and be classified differently?
So as to avoid tariffs.
Is it possible if we change certain parts of the manufacturing process that we could actually change the country of origin of the good?
Meaning it would no longer qualify as made in China. She says there's no simple answer to some of these questions, but that complexity is boosting Daringer's consulting business. MedSource Labs in Minnesota is one of Daringer's clients. The company makes medical devices. Todd Fagley is the CEO. He says when the Trump administration began announcing rounds of China tariffs, he and his colleagues got on the phone to their consultants, who said,
"This is not a drill. This is real. We need to prepare. We all need to get ahead of this."
Almost half of his company's manufacturing takes place in China. About 30 of its products have been slapped with tariffs. Many end up in this warehouse at MedSource Labs headquarters near Minneapolis. Fagley shows off one of his best sellers. It's also been hit with a tariff.
Actually, I'll take you to show you some tourniquets over here. The tourniquets are a really simple device. It's just a piece of elastic, but there's actually a little bit of tech in it.
He opens one of the boxes to reveal a bright blue band of elastic. You've had something like it around your arm anytime you've had a blood test. MedSource Labs sells more than 2 million of these a year.
But that's 10% increase going to 25% increase.
The question is what to do now. He says he doesn't want to pass that cost on to the distributor and ultimately to the patient. One thing Daringer advised.
Figuring out how do we get more efficient manufacturing.
If they can save money on the manufacturing process itself, the tariffs won't affect them so badly. He's also considering moving some manufacturing to other countries. Fagley won't say how much the tariffs could cost the company because he says he doesn't know what's going to come next. Robert Stein of Mohawk Global Trade Advisors says the uncertainty is the worst part of this. Clients tell him all the time.
This is really hurting them because they don't know how to plan. And business is all about planning. How much do I allocate for raw materials? What kind of contracts can I sign?
They want to know what their expenses will be. He says with all his contacts in the industry, he used to be able to predict where trade policy might be heading. Now, he says, when a presidential tweet might change everything, he honestly has no idea. I'm Ashley Miltite for Marketplace.